abstention from drinks and drugs that result in loss of awareness. There's a certain amount of disagreement about the interpretation of this precept. In some Buddhist countries, it's interpreted as requiring strict teetotalism, total abstinence. But in other Buddhist countries, it's interpreted as requiring moderation in the use of liquids or liquors, which may result in intoxication if you take them in excess. So one is free to take one's choice, we may say, between these two interpretations. And the positive counterpart of the precept is, of course, smriti, mindfulness or awareness. And this is the criterion, looking at it in the light of our general ethical criterion. It's as though the Buddha said, if you can drink without impairing your mindfulness, you'll drink. If you can't, don't. But one must be quite honest with oneself and not to pretend one is mindful when one is merely merry. So much for the five precepts and the five principles. This very popular, widely accepted pattern of Buddhist morality or ethics.